That is a very unfortunate, grave crime against humanity. We will be ready to investigate into those acts. If there is a mass grave in Juba, we will have to investigate the crime and arrest those who committed the crime.
Is there any possibility that soldiers belonging to the SPLM could be responsible for these mass graves?
I don't think the SPLA has been committed in those crimes as an institution, but we will investigate if there are any military personnel that are suspect. Definitely, they will be arrested. We will have to seek the cooperation of the survivors and the victims of those crimes to identify the culprit. The SPLA policies have never been associated with this crime since the war began in 1983. These behaviors are alien to the SPLA behavior that we know. Such crimes, we categorically condemn them, and they are not part and parcel of the SPLA behavior.
Could you tell us whether you will continue with your plans for the operations into Bor in Jonglei State?
The SPLA will continue to pursue the rebel. The SPLA this afternoon have recaptured Bor town from the hands of forces of Riek Machar. We are now in control of Bor town, and we will continue to restore peace and control over the rest of the town. Like Bentiu, they have to come under our control, because the responsibility and duty of the army is to control the integrity and independence of South Sudan. The SPLA will do its best. Now, after capturing Bor, we'll do our best to retake Bentiu.
Do you have any further details on the operations in Bor? Did you lose many soldiers?
Definitely, there are casualties, and we will know the details of the casualties by tomorrow.
There are also details of fighting going on in Malakal in the Upper Nile. Could you tell us more about that, sir?
Yes, there has been fighting in Upper Nile this morning, and the SPLA is in control of Malakal after defeating forces loyal to Riek Machar. We tried to capture the headquarters of the Sector 2 in Malakal. The fighting started in the morning with those forces attacking the headquarters, but SPLA in the noon hours have controlled the town, and now Lieutenant General Johnson, the SPLA Sector 2 commander, is now in charge of the situation in Malakal town.
Do you have an update as to the situation in Bentiu in Unity State?
In Unity State, we don't have any details of what is happening in the town after Major General Kong Chul declared his support to Riek Machar. Bentiu is in the control of forces loyal to Riek Machar, and if anything happens within these days, it is their responsibility. Up to the time, the SPLA will go to take the town back.